Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't talk about Andrew Garfield every day. I don't even talk about him every month.
No, I don't talk about him at all. In fact, if someone brings him up, I'll be like, yeah, great. One time I think...
No, me too. If it's in mixed company, I'm like...
Great.
Yeah.
Fangirl Central. Today's episode is about mental health.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode
of Fangirl Central. It's not actually an episode about mental health. It's actually my birthday episode, bitch. Okay, it's June 2nd, everyone.
Today is June 2nd.
It's June 2nd. Guess who was born on June 2nd? Me.
And it's actually June 2nd, obviously the day that we're recording this.
No.
But this is Amber's spectacular birthday extravaganza.
Add another S in there. What is it?
Spider-Man.
Yeah. It's okay.
Today we're talking about Spider-Man.
Today, Spider-Man Multiverse, the sequel.
Spider-Verse
into the Spider-Verse.
I am so excited. I saw the first Spider-Verse 4 times in theaters.
I think I saw it 3 or 2.
Today we're going to get into Spider-Man in general because it's one of Amber's top 5. Do you remember? Or not top 5.
Where
top
would
10.
I put it? I put it at 6.
6.
It was 6. And I think that's a really good number for it, honestly.
And tell us the story. The origin story of why.
Plural. Okay. Oh, that
no,
one.
You like Spider-Man.
Right. That one. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
It's just one story.
It's just one story and I know what it is. Okay. So what was it? Thanksgiving break?
Thanksgiving break
2010. Yeah. And we went for Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
We went to Universal Studios theme park. What is that? What it's called?
What is it? It's Universal something... Islands of Adventure? I think that's what it is. Yes, it is.
That's Spy Kids. Isle of
I think it's called
Dreams.
Universal Islands of Adventure. And there's a Marvel section, and then there's like the Jurassic Park section, Wizarding World, all of that stuff.
And the cartoons.
And the Who's. Toontown and the Whoville.
Do they really have the Whoville permanently over there?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
First, yes, we need to clarify we were in Universal Orlando. Island of Adventures. I think you are right with that. So we had come upon the Marvel part of the park, and I went in, we went on this 4D Spider-Man ride. I had no interest in Spider-Man before this. Like, you had started reading comic books. I went to the comic book store with you guys, and
this must have been 2012 then.
2010.
No, I think that the...
No, this when was Thanksgiving 2010. It was Thanksgiving 2010. I remember the Facebook album.
Yeah, The Amazing Spider-Man came out in 2012. But is that really when you got obsessed with Spider-Man because I, but I wasn't obsessed with Marvel then. I didn't get obsessed with Marvel until 2012.
We have to, oh my God. Oh my God. This is how it went. That's right. That's right. Okay. Yes. Because I got obsessed with Spider-Man as a figure. Like I didn't read the books or anything, but I was like,
he's hot.
He's hot. And I didn't think anything of it. And then when you got obsessed with Marvel and you were like, Iron Man is in the same fighting group as Captain America and Thor, and then Spider-Man joins, I was like, what are you talking about?
Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Like, and then I was like, really? Which is so crazy to me that I didn't know about Marvel until.
I mean, I didn't know about Marvel either. Late. I thought, and I'll tell my story, but we were on the ride.
Let me finish. Okay. Y'all. We were on this damn ride. It was a 4D ride. And Spider-Man, what he does is he takes you on an adventure of through the crime in New York as he's flying through. And he's like, you're in the car. And he's like, don't worry, guys.
It's a story.
I gotcha. Oh, this boy jumps on the hood. Mm-hmm. He jumps on the hood right before my eyes and says, y'all okay? I gotcha. And then like flings us up. It was just like so hot, y'all. It was so hot. I was like, oh my God, a protector, a provider, and one with a nice back.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Let me just, wow. We need to go to Universal Orlando just for that ride. Okay. So that what happened. Right when you exit rides at these theme parks, you go into the gift shop. Spider-Man, paraphernalia everywhere. What, memorabilia?
I think it's both.
Spider-Man memorabilia everywhere. Anything you can think of, it's literally a gift shop for Spider-Man. We're up in there looking around. I'm like, God, I gotta get some merch because I'm attracted and I wanna show off my fandom. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, the birth. This was the birth.
Yes.
Anyways, so when I was looking, I was standing in a very thin, like thin aisle part of the store. And out of nowhere, I turn and see the cosplayer who is playing Spider-Man that day running at full speed ahead towards me.
And I saw, I witnessed this happen.
I literally like froze, like arms down just in this middle aisle. I didn't know what to do because I was like, Mike, what? What? It was like literally, it was celebrity shock. I don't know who the fuck was in there. Could have been anybody. And he physically moved me. He like literally, he was like, I don't know what he said. I feel like he said some quip. He said something like, hey, gotta pass. I don't know. That sounds like Jimmy Neutron. But he like took me by the shoulders and like slid me to the side. And I just was like, and this was like me 13.
Stunned.
I was like
and
stunned.
And me and my dad watched this
the
happen.
Whole thing. And they like, came over and they
and
were,
we
like,
were like, are you good?
I was like, what?
Are you okay? And she was like, stunned, speechless for like an hour after that.
Honestly, and after that, the day just goes on. We went outside and that, he was running to get to the Marvel parade. He had to get on his little motor thing. What is it?
I don't know what it is because it's not a bike.
It's not a bike. The baby, Barbie Jeeps, but like.
It literally was something.
Y'all know what it is.
It was something. If you've been there, you're familiar.
Yeah. And he races by us and he does a fist pump at my flip camera. And yeah. I was like, this man is only here for me.
Now, does everyone hear what's going on? It's like Amber's attracted to anyone in a Spider-Man costume.
It literally doesn't matter what's going on. Y'all.
I think that's the part of Spider-Man that is so beautiful to a lot of people though.
Yeah.
Is that he could be any skin color.
It could be anybody up in there.
Anybody under the costume. Like, doesn't matter gender, race, anything.
Mm-hmm.
It could, like, Spider-Man is everyone's superhero. That's why I think the multiverse is so cool.
Yeah.
And now,
because they got a pig.
And now Amber has added to the canon. Because when we go to Comic-Con, anybody in a Spider-Man costume.
Okay, y'all, there's so many Spider-Mans at Comic-Con. And my head is like literally darting. I'm like.
All around the place.
I'm like clocking.
So it really
I'm
just
like,
came.
I'm like, man, look.
It really just came from a place of pure attraction.
Not to make this queer, but I think that also kind of is proof of concept of me being pansexual. I'm trying to figure out my sexuality, everyone.
It doesn't matter who's under there.
Spider-Man is so hot. Like, literally, I don't even care. Like, that's also another reason why I was like, it doesn't matter how many times you change him actor-wise. Mm-mm. But I'm going to take that back and say, stop here, because Tom Holland, great. He's the one. He's the one, and I don't want to talk about him.
Now, we're going to talk about him later. But we have to talk about the first time we saw Spider-Man was in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and I was 5, and you were 3.
I was 3, and I was so disturbed that a spider, it bit him on the face.
It bit him on the neck.
Whatever it did, it was gross.
It was really, really gross to us. Like, we were 5 and 3.
It crawled on his face.
And it
didn't it? It crawled on his face. No, it bit him on the neck in Andrew's, on the back of the neck, which was gross too, but I was old enough to handle it.
They didn't, bro, somebody write in, did they bite him on his face?
I don't know if I feel like I have a memory of that.
Did that spider bite him on his face?
I really feel like it came down in the museum and then landed.
Sure,
I mean, I know it crawled on his face. Maybe it crawled down to his
neck. This is just indicative of the fact that we are not really the Toby universe girls.
No, we aren't.
Like, we're really not, because first of all, it scared us to death in the theaters. I remember the scene between him and Green Goblin where there's fire and he murders him.
Mm.
Sorry.
Spoiler.
Extremely, extremely disturbing to me when I was 5. And so I refused to watch Spider-Man or any superhero movie after that for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to do, like, I'm scared of that.
I didn't like the boxing of it. I didn't like the scrapes on the face. I didn't like anything. And you know what I didn't like? I didn't like the upside down kiss, the infamous upside down kiss. Or is it famous? The famous upside down kiss.
Infamous to you.
Infamous to me, because I didn't like it. I was like, what's going on? I was 3 and I was like, what's going on there? Seems naughty.
I'm sorry. I know a lot of people love these movies, but I also watched them back when I was older, and I do think that I am biased towards Andrew Garfield, because those are the first Spider-Man movies that I loved.
I felt, and
I was like, ooh, like.
I remember my knee shaking in the theater watching that one. Like in the last scene.
No, I was on the edge of my seat seeing The Amazing Spider-Man. And I'm not saying that those movies are better than the original. I think I've ranked all my Spider-Man movies, and I think that like Spider-Man 2 is really good, but it's not like, sorry, I don't think it's amazing. I think there's a lot of nostalgia that goes in to when what people like.
Which Spider-Man they like.
Especially fangirls and especially things to do with fandom. And when I say that I prefer the Andrew Garfield movies, that's not me being like, poo, poo, poo on Tobey Maguire. But every single time I say that, it's usually always a man who's like, ugh, Andrew Garfield, he could never be Spider-Man. He's too pretty. He's not supposed to be Spider-Man. He's not ugly enough. He's not a nerd enough to be Spider-Man. He sucks at it.
Oh.
And all when I'm just saying, hey, I kind of like Andrew Garfield. I love Andrew Garfield. Look,
he's so like cute and awkward in it too.
There's context here. And I understand that like Spider-Man for like incels and white men is like their superhero because he's a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
But Spider-Man is number one, not an incel. And Peter Parker is number two, not like emotionally unintelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yes, I get it. Andrew Garfield is kind of too hot to play Peter Parker, like too pretty. However, I also think that Tobey Maguire was like way too old to be Peter Parker. Like, I didn't believe him as like a little teenager like that, like I do Tom Holland. And I also like, he's kind of like, he's just not really the Peter Parker that I like from the comics.
Yeah.
Like it's a je ne sais quoi quality of who Peter Parker is that I don't think Toby or Andrew really had. And I do think that Tom Holland really has it.
Tom Holland really has it. And what I have noticed is, okay, people who prefer Toby.
I feel like I'm talking about politics.
I know.
I'm so scared to say all this.
No, honestly. People who prefer to, I've noticed, this is a pattern I've noticed. I'm not saying this is for everyone, but most people who are Tobey Maguire fans, mm-hmm. like that's their movie, will say Tom Holland does it right, but they hate Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Always. And then yes. people who are Andrew Garfield fans say Tom Holland does it right. Some people don't like him at all if they're Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland. Mm-hmm. And then they'll also pay respects to Tobey Maguire.
Right.
People who are Tom Holland fans, I feel like, are like, Tom is actually very correctly mm-hmm. presented.
Yeah.
But I see your basically I see every they I see why you would connect to the other two.
Yes.
But it's like, but accurately, this is the right one.
And really, it's honestly like generational, because millennials like Tobey Maguire because mm-hmm. y'all were children when it
when
came
he was
out.
There.
And like, this was your most impressionable years. And okay, right. so I'm 10 years younger than you, and I was 14 when I saw Andrew Garfield be shirtless oh. and make out with Emma Stone. So don't tell me that I'm a stupid head for that being effective to me.
No, okay? Honestly.
Because go look at Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man with his ripped fucking costume of Spider-Man and his fucking like dirt on his face making out with Emma Stone, who he had real life chemistry with. Tell me, go tell me
oh, fuck.
That Andrew Garfield doesn't have more chemistry with Emma Stone than Tobey Maguire does and with Kirsten Dunst.
Great. That's a good point right there. Emma Stone is a great actress and they were fucking cute. And
they were together in real life. So like, come on. And it's the same with Tom Holland and Zendaya. Come on.
Oh, come on. I'm gripping my mic very tightly as you started to ramp up there, because if I do think about Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland separately, piece by piece, too hard, I will get worked up, as I am going to in this episode.
Yeah.
I do want
to
say,
I'm trying to be respectful, but I also am very impassioned.
No, yes, because there is something about the way Andrew Garfield was acting in The Amazing Spider-Man where it was just so charming. It was like, he is just such a well-raised boy, and he is so confused, and he just wants to do the right thing.
You guys have
and I also get that from Tom Holland. And I didn't get that from Tobey Maguire, and I'm not insulting him. I think it's the way the movie was created and like directed, and that was the intention. I just didn't feel connected to Tobey.
No.
Maybe because I was 3 and scared. And by the time I watched it again, I was like, well,
I watched
it's
it again.
Fine.
Yeah, you watched it again, and it's like very, it's very early 2000s campy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like right on the brink of millennial and Gen Z. And so I'm like, sometimes the early 2000s camp connects with me, but sometimes it misses me.
Right.
And I think sometimes it misses me in those movies, although I love parts of them. Mm-hmm. Like Spider-Man 3 sucks. It's worse than, it's just so bad. Like Spider-Man 3 is not good.
Mm. You got that famous scene that's a meme now.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hilarious. And it's cool to watch because I love watching bad movies, but it's not good. The other two, I tend to like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man when mm-hmm. he's in the costume mm-hmm. and not when he's Peter Parker.
The Spider-Man costume in the first one is really hot.
Like, it's a good costume, and he's also, I think he plays a good Spider-Man, but I don't know if he like, and I feel like a lot of people, I feel like it's popular to be like, Tobey was a better Peter, Andrew was a better Spider-Man,
and Tom is both.
And I don't agree at all.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, for me, Tobey as Peter Parker, like, was kind of creepy
yeah.
and crossed boundaries a lot. And I know that's due to the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like what
that's
was
kind of
okay.
what I was getting at. Like I wasn't getting a nice, polite, well-raised boy here.
No, I was
trying
getting
to do the right thing.
A little bit of a honestly,
like a stinker,
entitled and smug.
You are like, a stinker.
I'm smarter than you.
This is just not really relevant, but I have only seen Tobey Maguire in one other movie, and it is Great Gatsby. Mm. What else is he in?
I'll have to say that Toby's missing me. I'm not really I haven't followed his career.
Okay. I need to do this because what
we can't keep shitting on Tobey.
I'm about to compliment him. What we like is his Spider-Man outfit. That's very hot. And what I enjoyed was in Spider-Man No Way Home. I did like seeing all three different costume designs. Spoiler alert, they're all fucking in there. All three of them are in one movie. Okay. I also need to sit up on my knees.
I know, because what you about to say?
When that whole movie was going down, the press, the PR of it all, I didn't pay attention to a thing. I didn't watch a single trailer. I didn't care. I didn't not care. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go see it. Whatever. I don't
know. But what's it going to be?
Like, what's it going to be? I didn't know what it was going to be. I didn't know the premise. I was just like, yes, I'm going to go see it. It's Spider-Man. It's Tom Holland. Of course, I'm going to go see it.
But what did you think when all the villains kept getting confirmed?
I wasn't paying attention.
Wow.
When all the villains kept getting confirmed, I wasn't paying attention that it was like the actors.
So you basically said...
I didn't know anything was about to happen.
So you basically said, Andrew Garfield said he's not in it. I'm not paying attention to this press circuit.
Yeah, well, I was just like, no, not even that. I saw tweets that said, Andrew Garfield says he's not in Spider-Man Far From Home. And I was like, well, fucking duh. What are y'all talking about? That's my sentiment towards the whole thing. And I saw, like, Green Goblin's going to be in it. But I thought they meant just the character. I did not read far enough on the headline to see that it was the actors from the other movies. And so when we were in the movie theater and Far From Home was on and Doc Ock, Dr. Octopus, he's the first one, he came. I was like... That one looks, I was like, this, now, I'm pretty sure this is the same damn actor from Tobey Maguire's movie. And I was like, oh, is that why everyone thought Andrew Garfield was going to be in that?
Amber.
I was like, oh, but whatever. Also, like, I was like, so cute.
I watched all the interviews. Like, he kept getting asked. I watched every single time he was asked, and I just straight up did not believe him.
I saw a couple clips of him being like, no. And I was like, yeah, why are y'all asking him? Like, because, duh, he's not in it. That was
It's like when people ask Logan Lerman if he's in Percy Jackson, and he's always like, no, I don't know anything about it, but I wish them well. That man is in Percy Jackson.
Are you serious?
Yes. Why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he be?
What is he gonna be?
What's
he gonna do?
Where is he? Percy Jackson's shooting and Logan Lerman's not on set. What is he doing? I'm sorry, it's not a dig, but where else is he going to be?
Okay, yes. But I just need to go back to Andrew, because that whole, like, when Willem Dafoe came on the screen, I was like, oh, now I know that they were all excited because Willem all Dafoe, these old villains are on it.
Can we talk about how good Willem Dafoe and Doc Ock are?
Yeah.
I think they're the best Spider-Man villains. And to go back, because I really don't want to be like, I hate those Tobey Maguire movies, because I don't hate them. They're just not my favorites. Mm-hmm. But Doc Ock and Green Goblin...
Yeah.
They're the best villains of the Spider-Man universe.
Well, okay, because Jamie Foxx's character just annoys the shit out of me.
I know, he's not good.
But he's funny, because Jamie Foxx is funny.
Because Amazing Spider-Man 2, also terrible.
Yes, but terrible movie, terribly tragic.
But back to Andrew Garfield.
Back to Andrew Garfield. When Jamie Foxx appeared, I was like, oh my God. Amanda,
the lizard.
I'm being so fucking dead serious. I had no clue they were about to bring the other two in. I am being so fucking dead serious.
You're absolutely off the rocker.
I actually kind of am, because I was like, they did not pull off putting all... I was like, they would never do that. That sounds really weird
and
something that would never happen.
I need to see that movie again.
Fake. I know, because I'm getting really excited. I need to see it again too. But when they tried to get Tom's Peter back, and that figure was lanky. Yes.
He opened that thing up and he said, I'm trying to find Peter Parker. And I saw him and immediately started screaming, because I was like, that's not Tom Holland.
No.
I said out loud in the theater. We were so loud in the theater, if anyone can believe
it. Yeah.
I was like, that's not Tom Holland. The loudest I've ever been in a theater.
I shrieked. I was like, and we both, the way he was walking. Sorry.
We both screamed at the top of our lungs. And like, I feel like this is, come on, y'all.
Y'all.
We provide so much value to fanboy fandoms. Okay.
Right.
Because what we can do is give this fucking movie the flowers it deserves when we're watching it.
Right.
Screaming at the top. I'm going to scream at the top of my lungs.
It was
at Andrew Garfield showing up in Spider-Man No Way
Home. What are you talking about? He just appeared. He took his hat off. No. I'm panicking in the thought.
And I'm going to scream because as a fan, this means the world to me. I can't believe they're doing the Spider-Mans, all of them together. Can you believe it?
Nothing.
We've never seen anything like this in fandom history, in comic history.
Ever.
And
we're witnessing this.
I'm screaming like a screaming fangirl because Andrew Garfield's hot as hell.
Hot as hell, and he's made a return.
And he's making a return.
And if you still, and we can, let's remind you that we did throw a fit the first time we saw The Amazing Spider-Man in theaters. We
were like rocking back
and forth.
What the
fuck is this guy doing?
And also, can I remind everybody that one of my top 10 fandoms was The Social Network?
Right.
The movie. One movie that Andrew Garfield is what? The second lead in.
And hot.
Okay? So me and Amber, both of me and Amber's Tumblr handles are Spider-Man related.
And yes.
Both of them.
Yeah.
For different reasons.
For different reasons.
But also, but intricately tied to Andrew Garfield.
Right.
As well. Like, do not tell, don't say our you're not going to pull these up, right?
No, I'm looking for the letter.
Because Amber wrote the letter and it's on her Tumblr. We'll never give you our URLs. Are you kidding?
Okay.
That'd be crazy.
No, I don't even fucking know what mine is, actually.
I only have a select few friends that know, and anyone else, please. Amber found my, did you find mine? Or I was like, you can't know my Tumblr. And then did you find it?
I think I found one of yours, and then you let
one
me know.
Of mine. I mean, I do have like five URLs.
I don't know what happened.
I changed it a bunch. Sometimes it was Sherlock. Sometimes it was Doctor Who. My first Tumblr URL was Live Love Film.
Mine was often One Direction related, and then it was sometimes Callum Hood related. Ew. But,
and the ones that lasted,
I say
for
out of love.
I also say reflex. Like we changed our URLs so many times, both of us. But the one that we have landed on for the last 10 years, basically,
yeah.
is Spider-Man related.
I can't think of mine right now, but it is Spider-Man related, and I'm not gonna tell you, and you're not gonna know.
I know what yours is, but you have like numbers in yours, so it's confusing.
Oh, I just remember what it is. And that's, it's also kind of Sebastian Stan related. It was when I was going through a Sebastian Stan phase.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
No.
I'm
not.
I would go back and forth between two URLs that one was Sebastian Stan related and one was like Spider-Man. Because y'all, what I was saying earlier is like, Tobey Maguire fans are like, usually millennials because that's when they were young. It's like the same thing, similar thing with like the Star Wars prequels.
Yes.
And Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter.
Right.
But if you meet somebody that their favorite Spider-Man is still Andrew Garfield, because mine is still Andrew Garfield. I love Tom Holland. I think he's the best person that has played Spider-Man in in those movies. Mm-hmm. But my favorite, personal favorite is still Andrew Garfield because It's like this unhinged 2010s era.
Yeah.
Like you can tell that it was made smack dab in the middle of the 2010s. It was like, I'm a skater and I'm really tall and lanky. Sometimes I wear glasses. It's like Tumblr's dream man.
Yeah.
Like and he was playing Tumblr's dream man.
When he spun her around in the web.
Like, see, I'm getting really tense thinking about it. Like,
no.
And I have to, because I can't even watch that movie without,
Andrew Garfield
having a conniption
is the,
fit.
Like, one of the most charming humans on the planet.
And every single day, I wonder why he hasn't retired. Every single day, I see a Deadline article that says Andrew Garfield in a new movie opposite some person. And I'm like, he's not retired yet. I still have to see his face coming around me.
I'm still so pissed off because I'm so pissed off. I really believed him. I really was clicking on those clips where he was like, no, no, I'm not in that movie. He was laughing at us.
Yes, Amber. Like he's literally like, because sometimes he would be like, or am I? No, no, no. Or am I? And I'm like, yes, he is. Like, I don't know what it is. But
I just didn't give a fuck. I was like, whatever.
I have brain rot from watching hours upon hours upon hours of behind the scenes and interviews of The Social Network.
Mm-hmm.
So I like
can tell when he's
can
lying.
Tell when he's lying.
I want to fight him. Okay. I want to fight this man, but I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because I wrote him a letter instead.
And you're going
to
read it.
I'm
right
about
now.
To read it to you guys. I've mentioned it a couple times on this podcast, but basically after watching that movie and like shrieking in the theater several times at the three Spider-Mans being together and seeing Spider-Man Andrew in his in his outfit. Let me explain this. I'm telling you guys how obsessed I am with the costume, right? You guys know that I'm obsessed with the costume, okay? Picture this. I am in the movie theater and there are three famous Spider-Man costumes flying simultaneously through the air on a big ass screen. And I am supposed to sit still and silent and watch.
And you didn't even know.
And I didn't know that this was gonna happen. I was like, you have to give a bitch a warning. I cannot believe you fucking lied on so many press tours. I'm gonna read this letter right now, everyone.
And after this letter, I wanna get into Spider-Man as a character as well, because I know that we've been cackling, guffawing, screaming about the hotness of it.
But right, you know, but we will get into the tragedy of it all.
We love them not for just their body.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dear Andrew Russell Garfield, I want to start off first by saying this. I am hurt. I am shocked. I am betrayed and filled with ongoing paranoia because of the deceit you participated in during the Spider-Man No Way Home press conference. Or should I say, your PR appearances for other projects, since you were never on set. No. He said never on set. No. I haven't read this since I wrote it. Like, I this is fun. I was a fan of yours in 2012 when The Amazing Spider-Man came out. I remember seeing it in theaters and being excited, all caps. Then, for health reasons, I pushed you to the back of my mind after your Spider-Man run was over. Blessed, I felt, to not have to watch your mannerisms, hear your voice, your personality, the charm. Not my problem anymore.
Nor.
That goes to your retirement wish.
Oh, yeah.
I'd seen you around in the media from time to time, but never paid attention because I was preoccupied with other white men. And that's just being honest. So all this to say, I felt safe, I felt ready and prepped to walk into this theater and watch the third installment of Tom Holland's, ew, out of love, Spider-Man. Let me reiterate. I said, let me reiterate. I felt safe, ready, and prepped. Imagine my heart rate when a gangly instead of stumpy, sorry, Tom, you are so precious, Tom, Spider-Man figure appeared in that alleyway.
Gasp.
I said, gasp, freezes, blacks out even. The lies, the deceit, Andrew. I saw a morning showing of this. We saw a morning showing of this. Too early for the lies, the deceit, Andrew. I am writing to you to kindly remind you, come your next press tour, be humbled. Be honest. Honesty. Do unto others, Andrew. Do unto others. Sincerely and with no thanks at all, Amber.
I literally can't breathe. I haven't read this since.
Y'all, I was banging on the keyboard while typing this. I was hot. I was like, no way you were in this fucking movie.
Me and Amber,
I had no idea.
Me and Amber were texting back and forth and back and forth and back and forth for days after. And then she responds, I've written a letter. And I was like, bitch, are you talking about? What do you mean?
This sat
and
with
she's
me.
Like, I've written a letter and I've posted it to my Tumblr for all to see. And I was like, okay, let me read it. And you know what? You made some points.
I felt so good after. And I did make points.
You made some points. I mean, you didn't like, lie.
I just wanted a warning. Like, actually, I actively do need a warning when it comes to Andrew Garfield. And that means for award shows, too. Like, if he's going to be at the award show,
yeah,
put him in the commercial or the appearances from.
Right.
Because
appearances
I need
from.
To know if I'm going to see him popping up in the audience laughing.
Me, too. Or flirting on the red carpet.
Right. Clapping happily.
Or like
presenting
or kissing Ryan Reynolds on the mouth.
Like shut the fuck
in
up.
In the audience.
Give me a warning. I am so weak.
Let me tell you, speaking about Spider-Man and Deadpool were one of my top read
right.
fan fictions. Like probably second to Steve and Bucky.
Oh my God. What? That like, is really high ranking.
It's really high ranking because I have them all. I saved them all. I have a document where I saved them all.
Where does the Teen Wolf one fall?
Very low. Like, cause there's barely any, cause it's not a popular enough fandom to have as many fics.
Mm.
Like there's endless Steve and Bucky. Like you'll refresh. You'll never run out of content to read. I ran out of content to read for Teen Wolf for my ships. Like Isaac and what is that boy's name? Scott? There's not very many. There's a
I
lot.
Wouldn't imagine
there's
that.
There's a good amount of
Skysick. Is that what they called it? I don't like that.
I don't like I it's
Scott.
It was never like they don't. There was no ship names. There's no ship names on like Archive of Our Own. It's like the person and the person.
That's kind
but
of weird.
Anyway, when Andrew Garfield and Ryan Reynolds kissed at that award show in the audience, like it was like they were like, if you win, kiss me instead of your wife is what Andrew said.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, actually, even if you don't win, kiss me. And so they did. And I was like,
why would he say that?
So Deadpool and Spider-Man just kissed. And it's always them two that I picture.
Yeah.
It's that version.
Yeah.
It's like Andrew Garfield's version of Peter Parker, but like with the qualities of the comic version.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Andrew Garfield looks the most like the comic version that I was reading in like the 2010s.
I would
and that's
say that.
Why he is my favorite. And also, I mean, that's what was out. Like I already was into Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
And I was reading those comics and I was reading those fan fictions.
Mm-hmm.
And Deadpool is like one of my other favorite Marvel superheroes, antiheroes, whatever. I always like the weird people.
I
like the crazy, weird, insane.
The losers, the freaks.
Yeah.
Same because I Eli and Craig were my favorite characters on Degrassi.
I mean, if we really want to talk
Craig
about
Craig was actually really cool. He was popular. Eli was weird. But he wanted to be that way. He was like
Eli.
Very much like Jughead. I don't even watch Riverdale, but he was very much like I'm an outcast. Don't talk to me.
I'm weird. What does he say?
He says I'm weird. You see this hat? It's weird.
I'm weird.
Like shush.
Not like other people.
Shush.
Now I'm trying to like, now I'm like really delving into like sitting in and sitting with why I love Peter Parker, like as a character.
Okay.
Because he is like so.
He's just
he's
a baby.
So selfless and kind. And like, and he's just a teenager.
He's just a
he's
little boy.
He's literally just a teenager and he gets like super strength and the ability to save people. And so he does.
Yeah.
Like he's like, oh, I have this gift, so I have to use it.
He
for
puts
good.
The weight of the world on his shoulders,
and it's too and it's much. Like, he needs to go to therapy, honestly.
And no one around him is really there to be like stop, except for like his girlfriends.
And it's like all tied up in romance, and it's kind of toxic.
It's kind of toxic because it's like they're not even really saying like in the comics. I'll say I feel like it's not really presented as stop doing this. You're hurting yourself. It's like stop doing this because I can't lose you, which I guess
yeah,
like it's still sad. And
yes.
Like it's very a valid reason to want someone to stop hurting themselves. But like,
yeah, it's like
it's not out of care for him, kind of like a parenthood or something. Because like you know he lost his parents famously,
right?
And he lost his caretakers,
and he always loses his girlfriends. They always die.
And they always
like,
he always loses him, everyone.
He always loses him or everyone. He's always alone.
No one is there to tell him to sit down and rest, and that someone else will pick up the slack. Which is why I really wanted to see more of him with the Avengers because I need some. I really did enjoy Tony Stark being like, why are you fucking at the Staten Island Ferry?
Yeah.
When you are supposed to be at school.
Yeah.
Because you are 15.
That's the tragedy of Peter Parker's character. He's literally never happy. If he's happy for a second, he cannot stay happy. And it's like so depressing and sad.
Yeah.
Like, it scared me.
Sorry, but like the end of Far From Home. Like yes, that was so yes, sad. Like, that broke
he's
my
literally
heart.
Completely alone. Like no one knows who he is. Like no one knows who he is. And I'm like, of course they fucking did this.
Right.
And of course they fucking killed his aunt. Of course they killed Aunt May again.
I can't like, do it. It's so tragic.
I'm just like, can he be happy for a second?
I want to see him. I don't, you know, and yeah, and thinking about it, Peter Parker doesn't, he doesn't smile unless he's excited about a gadget.
Right.
Like, I don't think
or
I've seen.
He's looking at a girl.
Yeah, I don't think, which in that is like nervous laughter. Like, I just don't think I've seen him just like genuinely give himself a pat on the back.
No, and he's deeply gifted. Even if he's not Spider-Man, he's deeply gifted as like a scientist. And that's like the through line with all the Peter Parkers. And I want to talk about Miles Morales because my, I had a similar, I honestly had a similar theater going experience when I saw Spider-Verse, when I sat down to see Spider-Verse as you did with No Way Home, and not as it was a positive skewing. It was not like I was not blindsided. I sat down, I had no idea what Spider-Verse was about because I think like I was really stressed out when it came out. And so I was like just preoccupied with other stuff. I was not paying attention to the marketing around it. Mm-mm. And so I was like, Spider-Verse, this seems cool. Like the poster seems tight.
I didn't know what it was about either.
And it's just like, you know, a picture of somebody in a Spider-Man suit mm-hmm. that's like dark blue. And I'm like, oh, that's like kind of cool. Like whatever.
I think with Spider-Man, I just started to just, it does not matter what's about to happen in the movie. I'm going to go see it. Like, I just don't care.
I mean, yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't need to know the plot. Yeah. I'm going.
I mean, yeah. So far in the last 20 years, that's been about the case.
Yeah.
But so a friend brought me and I sit down in the theaters and I'm like, the opening scene is Chris Pine as Peter Parker. And then he dies in the first scene.
Yep.
Spoiler, sorry, but go see it. It's not about Peter Parker.
It's really crazy.
And I'm like, hold on a minute. If Peter Parker just died, does that mean that we're in the Ultimate Universe? And does that mean that, and then Miles Morales is on the screen. And I'm like, Miles is the main character of this?
Oh, you didn't know?
No, I had no fucking idea. Like I had not seen any trailers.
Oh my God.
I had not seen any promotional material with him on it. I was like, this is about Miles Morales. Because I had read.
I think I heard a rumor.
I read like.
We did do opposites with this one.
Yeah, like I've read Miles comics. I've always wanted him to be in the movies. So I'm like, let's get an Afro-Latino Spider-Man here in the situation.
He's so precious.
And the movie is fucking fantastic. And Miles, similar to Peter Parker and thus like understanding the heart of Spider-Man, is like, they're all like selfless and like mm-hmm. very talented, very charismatic, and they use humor to cope.
Yeah, and they do not take care of themselves as seen by Jake Johnson's voiced Peter Parker.
Right, and I knew, like I was like, in the first scene, I was like, there's something weird about this Peter Parker. Like he's not ours, I don't think so, because he's blonde when they show him.
I ain't never seen no one.
He's literally blonde yeah. and like, kind of like typical superhero. Like he was giving a little bit of
like
Superman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't, I don't think he's this put together. And then Jake Johnson's Peter Parker comes in.
And it's like.
And he's like.
That's definitely Peter Parker aged out.
Like this Peter Parker reminds me of, honestly, the ones, he reminds me of the ones from the comics. And honestly, the original movies from the early 2000s.
If they were to grow up.
Because the first movie is like the exact Peter Parker story.
Yeah.
Like they didn't like fuck with it or anything like they did with Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland. What I wish, though, would be that Tom Holland could have that classic story. Like, I kind of wish
I kind of
want to
see it just because I
want to
see how he plays it.
Because
it's too late now. He looks like a grown man.
The classic Spider-Man. And I guess they did kind of try to do that a little bit in the, like, second and third movies. Where the third movie, to me, felt like the first. No Way Home felt like the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man to me.
Mm.
Because
we have to watch this.
It was so dark, and he finally to me, when he was in Civil War and then all of his own movies, mm-hmm. he felt a little like, life's good. Like, he didn't feel miserable enough for me to be Peter Parker.
You're right. He
and then No Way Home made him Peter Parker. Like that whole all those other movies were his origin story.
I'm gonna cry.
And then this was like, this is the moment he becomes Peter Parker. He became Spider-Man already, but he's Peter Parker now. And they watched him. That's what it is that Andrew and Toby's Peter Parker's watched him become Peter Parker.
Watch him they were like, yeah, it's getting ripped from you right now.
I'm sorry, but like this is really familiar.
This is being Peter Parker. Speaking of when Andrew's Peter caught MJ.
Are you trying to make me cry?
That scene. She said, "Are you okay?"
No.
Oh my God. No.
We can't even talk about how Zendaya has now been caught or in the arms of / kissed. Zac Efron.
Oh my God, I had a fit.
Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland.
I'm having a fit. I'm having one. Yeah. Having a fit.
And as Disney Channel girls, I'm sure you all already know and felt that as Zendaya was a black girl on Disney Channel, she was all of our self-inserts.
Like around our age.
All of our self-inserts. Like it's like she's literally born in 1996. She's only a few months younger than me. That's me for all intents and purposes.
Black.
That's me up on screen. Like Zac Efron is kissing a girl like me.
I'm just like you. You're just like me. It's something anyone can see. No. Yeah, no.
Because
let's not talk about Zac Efron because that's actually going to bring way too much chaos.
Sorry about bringing him
into the face.
I'm sorry about bringing him up. It really shouldn't have.
No, because we have boundaries.
Because this is Fangirl Central. Yeah, what we've learned, if anything, is boundaries.
Is boundaries.
And I don't talk about Andrew Garfield every day. I don't even talk about him every month.
No, I don't talk about him at all. In fact, if someone brings him up, I'll be like, yeah, great. One time I think.
No, me too. If it's in mixed company, I'm like.
Great.
Yeah.
I think one time that when that clip dropped of Andrew Garfield speaking to Chicken Shop Girl. Mm-hmm. Amelia, I think is her name.
Yeah.
Jason, my friend Jason was over watching it. He
different
played,
Jason from the from
different Jason. Amanda's got a college Jason. I got a college Jason
too. Shout out college Jasons.
Shout out college Jasons.
We keep saying Jason.
I can't say it. I can't say it. My Jason has a red beard.
My Jason has a brown beard.
Jason sat on my couch and played that video out loud.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, it was the first time I heard it. I was like, what the fuck is going on over there? And I went over and I watched over your shoulder and I was like, this is harmful to me in my own environment.
I watched that video like three times and I was like, I don't need this.
I watched it a lot too. Like, I was like, you guys, have to stop. Like, I don't know what was going on in that video.
It's not the 2011 Oscar season.
It's actually why I got out of interviewing on red carpets, is so that I would never have to speak to Andrew Garfield.
You know what? When you were getting into Spider-Man, and by getting into Spider-Man, I mean, were literally swept off your feet by Spider-Man.
Right.
That was probably the same-ish summer that Andrew Garfield got cast as Spider-Man.
Ugh,
and I was already obsessed with him from The Social Network.
I remember
that.
And so
that. When you were, because remember they were circling a lot of people, Dylan O'Brien.
I remember that. I remember that the second time around. That was with when he
Tom Holland.
Because I was like, wait,
if they were circling him the first time too, because he was of the age.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were like circling people and then Andrew Garfield got cast and I was like, oh shit. And it was like something that we could talk about.
I remember that. Yeah. You were like, did you see Andrew Garfield got cast as Spider-Man? I was
and
like,
you were like, who's
Spider-Man?
Who's Andrew Garfield?
Who's Andrew Garfield? And you were like, he's in The Social Network. He's why I know him. You showed me a picture and I was like, you showed me set pictures. And I was like, this is something that I could sign off on. Like, yeah, I'm okay with this casting.
We have to watch Amazing Spider-Man tonight.
Can we watch Far From Home this week too?
We have to do it.
Okay.
Celebrate.
But okay, before we
also wait. Yesterday was also Tom Holland's birthday.
Right.
June 1st. Tom Holland's birthday is June 1st.
Right. I can't
remember. Amber's birthday is June 2nd. Mm-hmm. And literally Spider-Man's coming out.
Yeah. I want to say.
Didn't Homecoming come out his birthday weekend too? Y'all's birthday weekend? I'm pretty sure it came out June 3rd.
July 2nd.
Oh, July. Damn.
Yeah. And I was there. I went to the premiere for the Homecoming premiere.
Amber
pulled
has a
up.
Vlog about it.
I have a vlog. It's privated on YouTube.
I wish you would unprivate
it. It's so crazy.
Maybe we can put it on unlisted for the Patreons.
Oh yeah.
So if you join us on Patreon, yeah, Patreon/Fangirl Central, you will be able to see Amber's Spider-Man Homecoming vlog where she meets Tom Holland.
And you have to watch it with no judgment because it's a safe space. That's why we're only putting it on Patreon.
Yeah.
Because I'm literally,
y'all,
how old
it.
Am I? 19. I'm kind of pandering to like try to really be a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of embarrassing for me, I think, is why I took it down. But it's actually it was a pretty fun day. It was cool. Oh.
And to see more, she's not even going to talk about it.
I'm
see
not.
More, give us that money on Patreon.
I want to say
as little as $5 a month, you right. can see Amber's Spider-Man Homecoming vlog.
That's right.
Where she's trying to be a YouTuber. It was on her LinkedIn for a while that she was a YouTuber.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And also, I just want to say that Tom Holland really almost brought me back into the crazy fangirl headspace. So I unfollowed him on Instagram for a little bit because mm-hmm. I was getting a little crazy with the parasocial relationship there.
Yeah, too close. I was like, comfort for an adult,
right? Because I was like, we have close birthdays and we are exactly the same.
Yeah,
we do. Like, if I watch a lot of interviews, guys, and he said a lot of shit that I was like, I've actively said that sentence out loud.
I wonder what his moon and rising is, because you are both Geminis. I mean, you are very similar.
It behooves me to never find out. Don't nobody share that shit with me if you know. Thank you. Thank you. That's my request.
Oh my God. God.
I do want
to
say.
We really do have a lot to say about Spider-Man.
No, yeah. But I also want
to
say.
But we need to wrap it up.
We do need to wrap it up. But I do want to say, and you can take this out if you want, but Cameron Boyce is in the Homecoming premiere video. I saw him.
Aww.
And I now want to really cry. Okay, so it's my birthday, and so I am going to go have a margarita. That's not my drink of choice. I don't really like margaritas, y'all.
Yeah, we're going to go celebrate Amber's birthday, and we're also going to be celebrating by doing our Disney Vortex musical review again.
This weekend.
We already had two by the time this comes out.
Right.
But we're going to do our last free rehearsal June 6th.
Yep.
And our final show of this round June 16th.
Yeah.
At the Elysian Theater in Los Angeles if you're here. And if you're not here, I mean, we're workshopping it. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make this thing go all around the world.
We go all around the world. Every step where it goes. All around the world, people want to be loud. There's no difference in us. Yeah.
Okay, we're doing the Disney Vortex shit.
Did we introduce ourselves at the top of this episode?
I don't really think we
did.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Amber, and we are sisters.
Sister. We need to wrap this up.
Oh my, that's the third song. Okay, y'all.
So just follow us everywhere. We're usually fangirl.central everywhere.
Yeah, TikTok, Instagram.
YouTube. And let us know what other like specific fandoms you want us to cover next.
Yeah.
We've gotten like Glee, I know. Mm-hmm. And we have gotten Marvel, and we'll do more Marvel. We just had to do just like a Spider-Man.
Right. And honestly, throw out anything, even if you haven't heard us talk about it, because we might we have so many fandoms that we don't know, we can't cover it all.
Yeah.
So
you might not know that we're a fan of something. You might not know
that we're a fan of that. And also, if we're not and you say something that catches our eye, we might become a fan of it.
Yeah.
We'll look into it.
Or we'll get a guest that can teach us all about it.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Go drink some water, guys.
And as always,
all right.
Keep it chaotic.
Keep it chaotic.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.